Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Thank you for joining me today. And I just want to take a moment to thank my faithful UCM partners. God bless you. Thank you so much for the support I sense in the Spirit, your constant demonstrated love through your prayers and through your financial help. It's just such a blessing. And because of you, we're able to remain on this station. And I just thank you so much for your partnership. And I praise God for all of you who are listening today. We've been sharing a message on the greatest of these is charity. And we began by looking at that verse of Scripture found in 1 Corinthians 13. There's these three abide, faith, hope, and charity. The greatest of these is charity. And we've been looking at the love of God, that it has been clearly demonstrated to us. But the focus of this message, and I don't think you'd probably question that, is that we have a responsibility, and that is to love God with all of our heart. It is expressed as the first and greatest commandment in Deuteronomy 6:5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And Jesus also expressed and declared it in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 37. If we would do this, all the law and prophets would be fulfilled. And so we were focusing on that. How are we to love God with all of our heart? It's not just in an emotional feeling, but love, as we understand from even human relationships, is demonstrated by words, by actions. And so I was beginning to share on yesterday's broadcast how we can express our love to God. How do we manifest our love to Him? The first way, of course, is just by spending time with Him, by praise and worship, and especially when we're really down. So often the enemy makes God's people run to some kind of source of comfort. I mean, there are many that are even in the bondages of addictions, alcohol or smoking or whatever, or food. All these things, it's human nature to seek to comfort ourselves, but the Lord wants to be our source of comfort. And so as we would simply obey the Word of God, as we would allow Him to minister to us, we'll find that He will minister to us in a way that none of these substitutes can, none of these idols that we put up in our lives as a source of ultimate comfort and strength, because God wants to be first place. So we minister to Him not only through praise and worship, and also, as I shared in Matthew 25:40, Jesus said, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of these, the least of my brethren, ye've done it unto me. So we can also minister to Him by expressing love to others, however He would direct us to do that. And then secondly, another way we can manifest our love to God is by simply obeying Him. That might be a simple thing to say, but sometimes quite a difficult thing to do, to simply obey God. The word of the Lord says in John 14:15, these are the very words of Jesus. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And also in verse 23, he goes on to say, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So you see, it's not just in saying it. Sometimes words are cheap. You've probably found that out in terms of the words of others, but it's what they do. It's actions that really make the difference. All right, well, what's another way we can manifest our love to God? And I came up with these simply because it's what Scripture tells us. It's how we can show our love to God, and that's by preferring Him to all others. Jesus said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He wants to be first place in our lives, because you know what? You were first place in God's life. In other words, not that he has a life that is anywhere like ours, but he's eternal, unchanging. And he took the dearest, most precious thing to him, which is the very person of the Godhead, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ. And Jesus was willing not only to pay the price that it took for man to be reconciled to God, but the Father was willing to allow him to come and demonstrate that obedience. He was a sinless man. He was in man in every way, just as we are, but without sin. And because he was able to obey the Father and to serve him as our perfect example, that the justice of God was satisfied, and we are now able to be restored to fellowship with God because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now, what's another way that we can express our love to God? And this is the final one that I'll share with you, and that's by taking up our cross for him. So those are five ways: praise and worship, ministering to him, by ministering to others, by obeying him, by preferring him to all others, putting him first in our lives, and then by taking up our cross for him. Matthew 10:38, Jesus said, "And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." So if we love him, we take up those difficulties, those things in our lives that are not perfect. We all yearn for a perfect life, don't we? Well, beloved, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, let me assure you that will never come until Jesus comes. Until we're actually, literally, physically with him, will we have that perfect existence which we know is possible, which we desire, which we yearn for, but not in this present life. It will be a battle until the Lord comes for us. So those are the five ways: by praise and worship, spending time with him, ministering to him, by expressing that love through others, obeying him, preferring him to all others, and by taking up our cross for him. Now, once since we've established that, what should our love to God be like? Well, because there's many ways we can do even all of that which I've just shared, all of the above, if you will. But what's the quality of our love? You remember when Jesus spoke to the churches in Revelation, he said, you know, I'd rather have you hot or cold. It's possible that the love that we have is not the quality that it should be. And having said that, our love for him should be ardent. It should be passionate. We should be hot. We're not lukewarm, but our love for God should be very zealous. Now, see what the Song of Solomon says: is set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is as strong as death. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 5 says, stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. That's someone who's really, really lovesick. If you've ever been really in love, you can relate to that state. And our love should be so enduring, so unchanging, that we should be willing to love God even unto death. Not only until our natural death, or if it was required that we could lay down our life for the cause of Christ. Paul said in Acts 21 and 13 that he was ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And remember in Revelation 12 and 11, the martyrs that had given their life for the Lord, it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Remember the Satan in the book of Job, he was mocking God, if you will. And he says, well, God, put forth your hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And of course, we know not only in all of those things, God did not sin or unjustly condemn God, but even if he had, once he had physical affliction, he said, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. So God's love, his relationship with the Lord surely was vindicated. And that lie that Satan was presenting to God, mocking God, oh, it's just he loves you, he serves you just because you bless him. Well, many times, and Job, of course, didn't have a clue that of what was going on. Many times, I think that even happens in our own lives. The devil's trying to say, well, it's just because you've blessed them that they love you and are serving you. And of course, Job wonderfully proved for all time that that was not the case. And then we see another example in the book of Daniel, the third chapter, verse 17, 18, Abnak, Shadrach, and Abednego. If it be so, our God, they were speaking to the king, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And then in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, that marvelous faith chapter, women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, they were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth, all of these having obtained a good report through faith. Beloved, our wonderful God is worthy of our love. Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them. So, beloved, our love for him should be ardent, and it should be even unto death. Praise God. Well, there's more I want to share with you, but we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. My time has come to an end, and I bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and know I will earnestly pray for you and send back whatever God gives for your encouragement. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.